Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life's chaos with a cool head. Welcome back to The Stoic Life. Today's topic? Stress management, because let's face it, we all get stressed out sometimes. It feels like the world is constantly throwing curveballs at us, and keeping that inner peace can feel like trying to juggle flaming torches while riding a unicycle. But what if I told you there are tools, techniques, and even a philosophy, stoicism, that can help you not just survive stress, but actually thrive under pressure? So buckle up, because we're diving deep into how to manage stress and stay calm like a Zen master when life throws its worst at you. Ever felt like your brain was on overdrive, racing thoughts turning into a chaotic symphony of anxiety? You know that feeling when deadlines loom, responsibilities pile up, or just the daily grind feels overwhelming? We've all been there, trust me. But what if I told you there are ways to actually switch gears and approach stress with a sense of calm and clarity? First things first, let's talk about perception. Stoicism teaches us that our emotions aren't caused by external events themselves, but rather by how we choose to interpret those events. Think about it, two people facing the same stressful situation can have completely different reactions. One might panic, while the other remains composed. It all boils down to their mindset, their interpretation of the situation. So, the first key takeaway is this. Practice reframing your thoughts. When stress hits, ask yourself, is this truly within my control? Often, we get caught up in worrying about things we can't change. Focusing on what you can control, your actions, your reactions, your attitude can be a game changer. Next up, mindfulness. Ever notice how when you're stressed, your mind races, constantly jumping from one thought to the next? Mindfulness is all about bringing your attention back to the present moment. It's about noticing your breath, your surroundings, your physical sensations. Simple exercises like taking a few deep breaths, focusing on your senses, or even just stepping outside for a minute can help ground you and break free from that stress spiral. Another powerful tool is gratitude. When you're feeling stress, it's easy to get caught up in what's wrong. But practicing gratitude, appreciating the good things in your life, big or small, can shift your perspective dramatically. It could be as simple as being thankful for a warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, or a supportive friend. Remember, self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. When you prioritize your well-being, you're better equipped to handle stress. This means getting enough sleep, eating nourishing foods, moving your body, and engaging in activities that bring you joy. Think of it as refueling your mental and emotional batteries, because a stressed-out battery just can't perform at its best. And finally, remember that seeking support is a sign of strength, not weakness. Whether it's talking to a trusted friend or family member, joining a support group, or seeking professional help, don't hesitate to reach out when you need it. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. Let me share a real-life example. Picture this. You're at work, right? The boss drops a last-minute high-pressure project on your plate, just as you are about to head home for the weekend. Your mind starts racing deadlines, expectations, the weight of it all feels crushing. This is where those stress management tools we talked about come in handy. Take a deep breath, remind yourself that you've tackled challenging projects before, and break down the task into smaller, manageable steps. Focus on what you can control. Your approach, your organization, your effort. And hey, if it all gets to be too much, don't hesitate to take a quick walk, chat with a colleague for a mental refresh, or even just step away for 5 minutes to center yourself. You got this. So there you have it, 5 key takeaways to help you manage stress and stay calm under pressure. Remember, it's not about eliminating stress altogether, that's unrealistic, but rather about learning to navigate it with grace and resilience. By practicing reframing your thoughts, embracing mindfulness, cultivating gratitude, prioritizing self-care, and seeking support when needed, you can equip yourself to handle life's curveballs with a newfound sense of calm and confidence. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some of your favorite stress management techniques? Share them in the comments below or tag me on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, stay calm, collected, and keep striving for that stoic life.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.